and we're looking in particular for fresh craters, lots of frags, good sampling drill holes into the front, and Mari.
Roger. And the sweep and the high water lines and all those good things. Incidentally, Joel, thinking back on something we saw yesterday down towards Mount Hadley, we saw three sort of suggestions of beddings or horizontal linear lines at the base of Mount Hadley. And I got to thinking last night, maybe that was a high water mark for the basin at one time, because there are only three up down there, and they were unique at the base of that mountain.
It might just be.
I think we're arriving at the front here pretty soon. And the debris has sort of diminished quite a bit. Sort of like we're out of the secondaries.
Dave or Jim, could you give us an estimate of the numbers of rock types you're looking at? Have you seen two populations so far?
It looks like brush, as far as I can tell, Joe, if you're driving along. Yeah, I sort of agree, Joey. It's really, the sun is about 45 degrees to us right now, and it's sort of tough to see any differences in the rock types. They all look relatively the same.
Roger, we copy, and press on, troops, with the description. It's beautiful.
Okay, we're moving to 10 clicks. We're at 347 on bearing and 3.9 on the range.
Okay.
And I'd say the terrain is good for driving, isn't it, Dave? Yeah, it's a lot better here. Make better time here along the front. Yes, sir. In fact, I bet you we just went by, you know, we just changed terrain type almost distinctly there, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have the deep craters anymore. The deepest around here, maybe half a meter or so. And we don't have the rocks, the debris on the surface, just a few. As a matter of fact, right here at 347 range 4.0, it's pretty smooth. It's a crater. A subtle depression, no debris. We can navigate that one, all right. There's some fairly good blocks sitting up by themselves there at 11:30. But I guess our primary objective is the crater. Yeah, we'll hit that first. Boy, that's a big mountain when you're down here looking up, isn't it? My, oh my. That's as big a mountain as I ever looked up.
Dave, do you see spur as you look up there?
See the craters in that one directly ahead. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, Dave.
See that?
Yeah, there are, let's see, one, two, three, four, at least four, lined up, going upslope.
Yeah, right on the wall of the crater.
Yeah. Just perfectly linear and perfectly uniform craters, little ones, maybe.
Yeah, but look, there's a rock just below those. I wonder if it could have bounced.
No, I couldn't have made that many. And we're going, at the base of the front, we're going down into a little depression that runs along the front. We came over another north-south trending ridge, and we're going down a little bit, and then we're going to start up again.
Be interesting to see what happens to the rover speed here as we start up slope.
Yeah, because we are starting up slope.
I'd estimate 3 to 5 degrees.
Yep. Okay, gonna take a little lean to the left here. Oh, those weren't very big holes at all, were they? Just a shadow made them look.
Dave and Jim, what was the bearing on that chain of craters you described?
See, Joe.
Joe, it was just a very subtle little maybe half-foot crater to the size of a 4-meter crater that showed up very well in the shadow.
And okay.
That was just at our 348 for 4.3, where we are right now. And we stopped, and let's take a gander around and see which way we ought to head.
You know, Dave, if we could make it out that far directly ahead of us, look at the large blocks.
You mean
come down slope?
Yeah,
at 12 o'clock.
No, the antenna's in my way. Okay, that's as good a way as any. We'll head 140 from here.
That sounds good. And can you see spurs? You look up the slope?
Yes, sir, dead ahead. It's very visible and right up on the side, about 5% up the slope of Hadley Delta. There's a very large block on the surface all by itself, very large, being, it must be 5 meters, huh, Jim?
The one at 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you that's, I'd say 5 times that size, because that's, another 3 kilometers down there.
Well, I'd buy anything. It sure looks big.
Yeah.
I was trying to be conservative.
And, Rover, we're standing by for your mark when you roll.
Hit this. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. We rolled about a minute ago.
No problem.
347 for 4.4. A little depression here, Jim. Get the feeling we're leaning left.
When we stop, you want to take a look to the left there and see how the slope rises abruptly up to there, to Hadley Delta.
You're right.
Like we're driving in a valley.
Dave and Jim, what would you think of the suggestion of going to spur directly from your present position and use that as your first station?
Yeah, I think that might be a good idea, Joe. Let us get out and do a little geology and take a look around. I think, Jim, wouldn't spur be right about 12:30 to us?
Yeah. Do you have some coordinates for spur, Joe? Because there's a large block on the slope of the front that we could sample. That spur should be in that vicinity. We're doing 8 clicks.
Okay, Dave and Jim, spur is at bearing 346, range 4.6.
Oh, that's a word spur then. We're at spur. Well, I don't see it.
Okay, by that, really, we just mean an equivalent crater. I guess continue your reconnoiter along the front. Sounds good.
Okay. I don't know how high we want to go on the front. I don't either. We don't want to go too high, I don't think. Hey, that must be maybe to the right there, spur, huh, Jim?
Okay, I'll buy that, yeah.
Yeah, that's spur.
Yeah.
Okay, let's head over to this ridge at 11 o'clock. I think that's spur right over there.
You don't want to hit spur now?
No, let's go on down to this rise right in front of us, okay?
Okay, we know where spur is. We're passing it. It's at our 3 o'clock position, and we're bearing 346, 4.7, Joe.
Roger.
And we're moving along the front now.
Roger.
I think we can do a little contour travel here, Jim, and on the way back, pick up that big block up there.
Okay, in other words, I see what you mean.
Okay.
Angle uphill.
Yeah, angle uphill here
a little bit. That'll be better. We can probably...
Right into the sun, isn't it? want a map to hold over your eyes? Here, I'm looking to the left, and I can see Mount Hadley, and the linear patterns in it are really remarkable, dipping to the northwest, and the pattern runs from the very top of the whole mountain as the same pattern, linear pattern.
Roger, Jim.
And it has the same direction as the dipping bed that I mentioned yesterday that intersected the horizontal beds or water, high water mark that Dave just talked about when we looked at the spur on Hadley.
Okay.
Okay, see this little crater up on the ridgeline here at 1 o'clock? I think that's where I'll head, Jim. We'll call it something or another. And, you know, I could see an inflection point here as we go upslope. Another inflection point.
Just above us here.
Yeah. How far east do we want to go? Well, I think this ought to do it.
Dave and Jim, the first thing we need is just a good sampling stop to get a general look around, and we want a crater-like spur or anything similar, but one that's provided a lot of frags for us and perhaps a lot of rock types to sample.
Well, we haven't seen any of the size of spur just yet.
There aren't any like that, Joe. Just aren't any. They're all very subtle up here.
Okay, Dave, I guess we want to continue on towards the east and keep your eyes open.
Well, we're up on a little ridge here, and I think it would do well for us to stop here and sample the rocks we can see in this area and then head over to that boulder there. See how we do, okay?
Okay.
What do you think about that, Joe?
Okay, Dave, that sounds good. However, we're interested now in typical rock types and hopefully an area that's going to have a lot of fragments around it, not necessarily just one boulder.
Yeah, we have a number of fragments in our local area, none having really been excavated from a particular crater. There is no crater up here which has excavated a lot of debris. They're all very subtle and old, but there are rocks on the surface. So I think our best shot here is to hop off and gather up a number of these rocks in our vicinity. I bet we can get 0-10-12 very easy, and then think about that.
Okay, that sounds great. Let's press on.
There's one of those very fresh craters over at 11 o'clock. Too.
Yeah, you're right.
Several of those around.
Okay, rover power's off, and our bearing is
vacuum lap.
Okay. Okay, Joe, here's some readings. 195-343-065-050-92. And 100-7581. And motor temps are both off scale low.
Roger, copy. Cool motors.